This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, listen, today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Watch classic shows or all your current favorites. Act now and get a cool special deal just for TMOS listeners, an absolutely free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. And now, the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know what I love, Oscar?
What do you love?
I love time-lapse photography.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool. Did you see what they did to the boat?
Yeah, it's an art form. They raised it.
They did, and it took like, it was like 1 foot an hour, and the Costa Concordia is actually right side up now and ready to go. I think it ran on ground like near Tuscany.
Yes.
Yeah, and what happens, I will read from the news story now. Engineers succeeded Tuesday in righting the Costa Concordia cruise liner off the Italian coast of Giglio, where it had capsized and ran aground in January 2012. Quote, she is standing upright and anyone thought and better than anyone thought she would be. So congratulations.
Yeah.
It's an engineering feat. But you know what? With all this joy of righting the boat, I feel that someone has been forgotten.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember the captain?
El Capitan.
Captain Francesco Schettino, and we actually have a telephone. We have, I didn't know he had music. We actually have a wire going into a, I think it's the Rome prison.
Oh.
Captain, are you there?
Pronto.
How you doing?
Capitan.
I'm tired.
This is Captain Francesco Schettino of the Costa Concordia.
Why you got that music on in the background? Turn that crap off.
It's funny, yeah?
Hate that stuff.
I'm
rotten in prison
here. What prison are you in?
I'm in the Roma.
The Rome prison?
Arrivederci Roma.
And you're not doing well.
I'm sad.
Why are you so sad?
I'm so sad because I'm a national disgrace to, the boat run on the ground and they put in jail. They say, Francesco Schettino, such a stupid man. He take the cruise ship so close to land. He run on the ground on the rocks and now they got the big heroes. The guys, they put the balloons around the boat and float it up. And now what am I? I just stinking in prison all day long. I give mouth favors. That's all I do.
Oh, no.
I give the mouth favors all day long. Yeah.
You know, I saw those balloons yesterday. It was like the movie Up.
I got to hold on a second. I want to say thank you, though.
Who?
There's a guy in the United States that's been supporting me for a long time.
Who's that?
Pen pal?
Yeah.
You call it the pen pal?
You write letters and he writes you back.
How about I just read what latest letter that I read that I wrote to him?
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dear Pony Boy.
What?
Thank you so much for giving me so much hope. As I sit here and get violated in prison night and day. You, Pony Boy, are the guy that makes me feel a smile every day.
Aww.
And I thank you because everybody forgot about Francesco Schettino.
I didn't know Pony Boy was writing you.
Yeah, he's a good boy. He's a good boy.
You like him, Matt Bloom?
He got the feelings for other people when they're down on their luck, you know?
You want to talk to him?
Sure. What do you mean, talk to him? Is he there?
He's actually, you might not know this, Francesco, he's actually a part of our show. Let me bring him in.
Hold on just a second.
It's pony time! Get up!
Pony Boy? Hey, Pony Boy, you there?
Good morning, Francesco.
Oh, you're such a good boy. You sent me all those wonderful cigarettes, and I'm so grateful that you do that for me. You're the only guy that feels sorry for me because you say you think that I look like a nice man.
That's right.
That's right. You know that's what? Right. That the beat is going to sail now.
He is so.
He's going to take off of the aircraft carrier now.
He's
man.
Been so nice to you that when you get out of prison, maybe he deserves a mouth favor.
Oh, I tell you, practice make it perfect.
Captain.
Practice make perfect every day.
Captain.
Every day the mouth favor.
Captain. Yes.
Hello. Pronto.
This connection is costing us a ton of lira.
Yeah,
so let's get right
good.
To it.
It's
like euro. I'm paying in euro.
Oh, euros. I apologize.
This cell.
This what?
This cell is so dank and dirty. Smells like ass and feet.
Does it make you sad?
Oh, it makes me so sad. But I amuse myself. What? You know what I do?
What?
I eat bugs.
Oh, like Liddy.
Just like Papillon. Hello,
your legal representation. What are they telling you?
They forget me. They say throw away the key.
Really?
I don't talk to the defense attorney no more.
Are you still with Joe Coyne?
No, I got the representation, a new guy. Ew. I got a guy named Mark DiCio.
He's good.
He's taking care of me, and also I got a guy named Andrew Harrell.
Oh, that's good.
They both do a good job.
No, I remember Andrew.
For me.
I remember I saw Andrew Harrell quoted, and what he said is,
yeah,
it's okay if you go to prison, just get receipts.
Yeah, he said, if you buy me cigarettes in prison for your mouth favor, you make sure you get a nice big receipt.
What about Saul Goodman?
Saul Goodman don't work for me no more.
No?
No.
He throw me away. As soon as I get convicted, he say, hey, that's it. That's it, Francesco Shantino. Wish I could hang around, but you're not a good boy.
How's the food in prison? Have you lost weight?
Oh, I lost so much weight.
Yeah?
The only way now that I get any protein is with the mouth favor.
Oh, that's sad.
That's sad. Sorry. Right now they give about, today, I get one loaf of bread, small, teeny tiny loaf of bread.
Yes.
Like the French, what they call it, baguette.
Yeah, like a hot dog roll.
Yeah, tiny little hot dog roll. And I get pasta.
Yes.
And I get the grape. One grape a day.
One grape?
One grape. I save them up.
And you make wine?
I try to. I'm making I do a new little technique that ferment the grape and make the wine and make the buzz. It's called Francesco Shettino Ass Wine.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Lane?
Shelley.
I'm sorry I started. You were
too late.
Well,
not too late, I hope.
A minute or two. When you were tied up with anything?
No, sorry, I'm just late.
I ordered you the...
Oh, no, I don't eat meat. I'll just have the penne.
You should. Thanks. You should really try the steak. Ask
no,
Hugo to burn it on the outside.
Thanks. That's all right. I really don't eat meat. I'll just go ahead with the penne.
Spicy?
Yes, please. Good. Thanks.
Let the big talk begin.
Have you seen this?
My file on you, Senator.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get it? Have you read it?
What do you have to say for yourself?
With all due respect, Madam Senator, it doesn't matter what I have to say for myself.
Oh, it doesn't. Well, it seems to me, Mr. Chairman, that all you can claim about me, claim, is that I had sex while...
Deviant sex.
Oh, who? Deviant? Who says it was deviant?
I do. And what I say, the American people will believe. And you know why? Because I'll have a very big microphone in front of me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Here's a brand new song for all the kids.
Oscar thinks I'm stupid.
No, no.
Oscar thinks I'm such a stupid guy.
Anyway, live from the Studio 1K facility in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center, this is Mike O'Mara's show. Downloaded worldwide 18 million times.
Allergies.
And powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C. for now. And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Tuesday, September 17th. It's already September 17th.
Yeah, isn't it strange?
2013.
Back half of the month.
Our show is brought to you by simply the best fantasy football league place in the whole wide world.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the detail that I give you. It's FanDuel.com.
Oscar doesn't think you're stupid when you win more money than him.
Week 2 just ended. Start of week 3. It's a great time to start playing FanDuel and enjoy a full season of wins.
Week three, man.
Yes,
you sounded a little like Butterfield there.
I'm week three, man.
I might need a new belt.
What is FanDuel?
Yeah, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. What's FanDuel? I'll tell you. Would you like to know? Shut up. FanDuel.
He was so Polish.
Is a one-week fantasy football league for real money. My general manager is Josh Murphy. And he's kicking butt and taking names. Now listen.
And not devoting much time to Team Santana.
You don't need a general manager. You don't need a smart, savvy, little football-obsessed intern to play FanDuel. You can do it yourself, and the money is real. And you get immediate cash payouts. There is no season-long commitment. And isn't commitment sometimes a little rough?
You know what I fear,
don't
Mike?
We know it.
I fear commitment and bats.
Thank you. No upfront fees either. Play each week or whenever you want to play. It's all up to you.
What was that?
I don't know. It's my mouth. Set a new lineup each week based on salary cap. FanDuel.com has huge prizes with immediate cash payouts.
Real monies.
Yeah. I mean, I pocketed about 125 bills last week.
Look at that.
Yeah. FanDuel's paying up to $135 million this year. So even if you don't have a Josh Murphy, go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use that wonderful code that has given so many so much.
I like when you refer to him in an indefinite article. If you don't have a Josh Murphy.
A Josh Murphy.
You need a Josh Murphy. Yes. We need a Josh Murphy.
Josh, I need one.
Josh is in my attic right now in a suitcase.
That's right.
And when it's time to put the lineup in, I undo the straps and I let him out.
Mike, this insulation is making me itch.
That's right.
If you could let me out,
yeah,
that'd be great.
And it's in. I go up there. I say, do you have the lineup for me, boy?
Not
and,
yet.
And he's, of course, he's only allowed to refer to me as my special name up in the attic.
What's that?
Zed. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone. New user special. The first 200 listeners to sign up will have their deposit matched up to $200, but you have to enter the code TMOS when you join. FanDuel.com. Don't forget to click the microphone and enter the code TMOS when you sign up.
That $200 match, would you call that free money?
It's free money.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you can use it. And I've already been getting messages from people that have used it to make money on FanDuel. And I like the website. I probably would feel the same way even if I lost. But not as much.
That's true. You're very enthusiastic right now.
Big win. I don't think you're stupid, by the way.
Sometimes it's just you. It's the Oscar Santana.
Is it the tone?
No, it's the style of communication. I'm totally used to it. It's the way you do it. It's the way you do it right now.
Is it hurtful?
It can cause me minor amounts of pain.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But you know what? I felt it until he was able to produce that email that proved he was right.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and he does. The problem is he's always backed with facts.
Well, he works his ass off.
He
and,
does.
And I'm very grateful for that.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I'm grateful for both of you.
Oh, look at all
guys.
These sweet nothings coming my way.
No, he's a regular Brenda Lee.
But as far as the style.
Take off your shirt.
Seriously, the style of communication, lick it.
But it's
lick
still
it right now.
No, but it's growing. It's growing.
What is?
Your relationship. Well, it's young. Yes. It's very young.
It's so young.
Mike, yes, 21 years, you and me.
I know.
Yeah. That's longer than all of our marriages.
Remember how hard it was when you...
Cry myself to sleep thinking about that.
When you and Carla first met?
Yes.
Like, you got to learn to communicate with each other.
This is true.
Remember?
This is true.
And now you've got a blossoming, beautiful marriage, a baby boy.
Yes.
You and I, too, can adopt one day.
Yes, this is true.
Oh, adopt me.
I look forward to those days. I truly do. We're going to get to you in a second, Oscar Santana. We're going to talk about, because it's Oscar's world today, and we're going to get to that.
It's one of my favorite
but
segments.
But before I do that, segment. I would, I just want to cover some ground here regarding the situation in Washington, D.C. yesterday. I don't know what's happening, and I put this on my Facebook page yesterday, but I don't know when we went from really just holding hands together as a nation and expressing some sympathy for people that have lost their lives into every single second of our world has to be some sort of political debate.
I know.
I'll let you judge for yourself.
When I saw what you had written, and really it was what you wrote, had nothing at all to do with Obama taking people's guns at all.
And
it was really a tone of sympathy for the people that were really, really, absolutely destroyed by this incident yesterday.
And I'm really sorry about, mentioning it, but I had to. I had to vent. I get so pissed off at these people that politicize everything. Now, listen, I am as guilty as anybody else for making an occasional anti-gun or political rant on this show. I've done it.
Right.
I have the history of it.
Well, you're guilty of having opinions. Guess what? Everyone is.
Everybody does. But the fact is, yesterday, I just don't think that when I posted what I posted, that it should have been received the way it was.
And instantly.
And it was really, and it's just, what has happened? I mean, I'm astonished that this kind of post would elicit a certain response. I said, another sad day for the country and for the people of my home city. Nothing about gun control in there, right?
Right.
No, nothing.
My prayers and thoughts are with the families and friends of those lost in another brutal, cowardly act of violence.
Right.
I don't see guns.
No, I didn't
mention guns. We will get through this awful day. We always do. But I always feel like I lose a bit of my love for life on days like this. And I would long for a world where these things never happened. I don't think I mentioned guns.
No, not a word.
At all. My wish is for justice for the guilty and peace of mind someday for the victims. As always, my deepest thanks to the first responders. And so far, nothing.
Nothing with guns.
No.
My deepest thanks to the first responders who always run toward the danger in order to protect us all. I wish for better days. That's my comment. That's what I said.
No word about gun, no word about shooting, no word about bullets.
Scott Gadsdos, who I guess has to, and I'm sorry, and yeah, this is my forum, this is me bringing up a guy's name, but God damn it, there comes a time when we just have to grab some of our humanity. This goes both ways, incidentally.
Of course.
This goes for Pierce Morgan, who spends his entire show last night with a gun debate, when this is not the time. And I mean that. And let me tell you why. People are going to get pissed off at me on the gun control side that say this. But they're, you know, I'm talking about 15 minutes to actually just, you know, realize that there are families and people that are out there that are
grieving.
Suffering.
They're
and,
more
and,
than
and are
statistics,
grieving.
Yeah.
I cannot, you know how I feel
yep.
about the issue of gun violence in this country. You know that. But at the same time, when it seems to me we have desensitized ourselves so totally that we dive right into this debate where
well,
that's
they're ready
all
to go.
We do. It's competition. It's my team and your team, and we don't even think about the fact of how horrible that must have been.
I know.
Imagine the first responders walking into that situation. I think sometimes if we didn't have a shooting in Newtown, maybe this would have more impact. I got this distinct feeling by reading people's responses that this is just like, okay, it's another shooting. Let's start our debate now. It's like, stop it.
You know,
everybody just shut the F up, really, and think about the people that died, period.
Regrettably, I was listening to WTOP today, and they're still, you know, making hay while the sun shines on this story. And instead of focusing on really what they should be focusing on, these families, these losses, these were real people that we lost yesterday, they're saying, this is the worst killing in D.C., and they're running down statistics like it's a football game.
Everybody's doing it. And they said,
and before you say about the 911 collision with the Pentagon, remember, that was in Virginia. And it's like, God, they're playing it like it's statistics.
Everybody was doing it. So this guy Scott writes, so tomorrow, this is after I wrote, I wish for better days.
Right.
Scott writes, so tomorrow's TMOS show will be another Omera gun control rant. Note to self. Don't download Tuesday's TMOS. And I'm not gonna go off on the guy. I share that because to me it is a wonderful example of the doctrine of whatever you believe, of your political viewpoint,
right,
getting in the way of our humanity. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. This goes to the people that are for gun control and the people who are not for gun control. This is just all I was doing for a moment there was expressing my condolences to the families of the people that had been lost. I was not engaging in any debate. What has happened in our country? What has happened to us? What is our humanity? Honest to God.
It makes me wonder.
We're just this nation of fighting constantly.
When that guy jumps that quick to make that assumption and make that statement, isn't that a little like going to a kid and saying, did you have a snack after school? And the kid says, no, I didn't have cookies. You know, he's like, he's ready to fight it even before you bring it up.
It's everyone.
But I'm just using him as
an
example.
Well, he's just an example.
It's a majority of people out there. That's what it jumped to. It jumped to that on Twitter. It jumped to that on network television.
And when you talk about Newtown.
I use this guy, Scott, and then I use the guy, the national guy, Pierce Morgan, who had three guys that were tackling him on the issue of gun control. And once again, it's just the humanity is completely forgotten.
Yeah.
When did it become a political debate
when there should, where there shouldn't be a political debate. We should, all we should try to figure out is how we prevent people from getting killed.
Do you think people
on any level? I'm not bringing guns into it. I'm not. I'm really not doing it. I think the greatest minds in the world should sit down and just figure this thing out. Because you know what? On both sides, there's not enough empirical evidence to completely and utterly destroy your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what direction I can go any longer in this debate, because it's not working. It doesn't matter. People are still being killed. People are still being shot down. And what worries me more than even that is the fact that we coldly and callously immediately launch into these little, trite, safe, cowardly, bullcrap political debates that don't take anything out of you as a human being. You want to get something, you want to do something, get on a plane and go to a third world country and help somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and that takes some doing. You can sit there and you know, flap your gums on social networking sites all the time. I just don't get it. I said, I don't know what's wrong with people. And that's why I put that guy's post up there. And saying he's a dick or he's an ass or whether
not helping.
I think we have to look at what has happened to us as a society. Democrats, Republicans, independents, Tea Party, left-wing Democrats, everybody. This, if you haven't looked lately, literally nothing gets done in our society.
True.
Nothing. There is no improvement. We don't get better. The market capitalist system kind of takes care of itself. We're cycling out of a bad economy, so that seems to be okay, and I'm grateful for that because I believe with all my heart that our system is the best one we have. But we just sit there and we get into this routine where it's my team and your team. It's no longer even what you really feel. That's how I feel about it.
Do you think it's because the shootings have become more frequent, sadly?
I mean,
I don't think the dust has settled from Newtown, because when Oscar said and predicted rightly so that after Newtown nothing would happen, and guess what? Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
And we, you know what?
Nothing at all happened.
You were more vocal, but I backed you up, at least mentally. I hope something happens, but nothing happened.
Not gonna happen.
But the thing is that I think a lot of people still have their dander up. I think there's still a lot of ire out there left from the fact that Newtown happened and nothing happened, and now we have another incident. Different circumstances, but certainly something in the same sphere.
Nothing's going to happen again.
But do you think that's why people are so quick to jump to their doctrines?
No. Because it's that's all they know. It's this area. It's the country. That's because you are ingrained on either being on Team A or Team B, you have to shout. For some reason, you
gotta think
you
have to shout
on both sides. And the people that went online and wrote about the families and the friends and their coworkers, think about those people. Think about the people that have to walk back into that base and they have to work in those effing offices knowing that someone got blown away outside in the hallway.
Yeah. That's all, in my opinion now, and I've gone, because people are going to get mad at me and say, well, then when do we have the discussion? You're playing into the NRA.
Go somewhere else. We're all about yucks here.
I think the fact is, I think really it should be, there should be a proper amount of time to, you know, I'm as guilty as the next guy after Newtown. I know that. I know what I did.
No, it wouldn't be.
I know what I said. I know what I spoke about.
Right.
And I am here to tell you that everybody should be willing to look at their lives and look at their attitudes and rethink things. And if my rhetoric on this show can contribute to a more civil dialogue between human beings in this country, then I'm going to tone it down. Then I'm going to take my anger. One of the things we like to do in a good old Irish family, man, do we love to blame.
Sure.
We love to blame. And I think we as Americans love to blame, too.
Well, I'm so pleased you brought it over from Dublin.
The thing is, it's just, the lack of the cold discussion with nary a thought about what it must be like to walk into a room and see what happened yesterday because of this guy who thankfully they were able to take down. I don't know. I said from the bottom of my heart, I say it again, from the bottom of my heart, what is wrong with us?
Yeah.
What is wrong? Can we get some of our humanity back. Instead of we're moving in a direction that I feel is becoming more cold and more distant, where if it's not me, if it's not my sister, if it's not my brother, if it's not somebody that's, you know, lives next door to me, then I'm just looking at it as just another news story. And you know what? Our bull crap media in this country does the same thing. And I'll tell you something, I'm sitting here without any solutions. I'm just ranting. But I had to rant yesterday because I looked at that post from this guy. This guy who somewhere along the line has had his humanity trumped by his team A or team B, as Oscar put it.
Right.
And that, I don't know what we do, how we approach our lives, how we do this. I just don't get it. And it's stunning to me. So that's the only thing I wanted to say about this yesterday, while at the same time say that, you know, when you're thinking today, there are people that are just getting word. There are family members that are just getting word. There are coworkers.
Oh, they found a person that was hunkered down and in hiding for 11 hours.
Yep.
Someone who was scared to come out for 11 hours.
I'm talking about the families too of the victims.
Of course. I mean, there's still a lot to be found out.
We'll have details about that, but I don't know what to do. All I know is I had a long conversation with myself last night after reading some of the social networking raging debates that were going on, and then watching Piers Morgan and his raging debate that was going on, and we're screaming at each other, and nothing's getting done. Nothing's getting fixed.
Well, the problem is he's British.
Nothing's getting fixed.
Go back.
That's good.
Go back.
Thank you, Rob. You can always inject the different in there.
Guess anyone, what? Anyone it wasn't different. That long ago that he was the enemy.
Yeah. So,
his now, people came here with guns.
like anybody else, I will continue to follow this story.
Of course.
And figure out, as far as a military base is concerned, maybe we got to figure out how we tighten up our security. I think can we all agree on that?
Yeah,
sure.
Is there a chance that we could maybe figure that out without getting into a big rhetorical, belligerent shouting match about who loves guns and who doesn't love guns? I don't care anymore. Well, I care about keeping people safe.
The good news for Americans is we can tighten security at military bases, and it won't slow you getting on your plane. Yeah.
So
good news.
Health.
It won't hurt you. Oh, it won't hurt you.
Which is so. And it seems.
Oh yeah,
to me,
and ignoring mental health
both
issues.
Both sides too. Yeah. At least the talking heads that I've watched on either side of this debate, and the pictures that I see on social networking. I look at these people, and I'm saying, I want to make sure that these people that are just so set in their opinions that one team is wrong and the other team is wrong. I think that maybe a way of starting this whole thing would be. If you are not able to open your mind up and have a discussion with other people and begin to think about compromising and begin to extend your hand, clasp the hands of the other person that disagrees with you on everything, if you're not able to do that, in my book, that makes you more of a coward.
Yeah, I agree.
I really believe that. And I'm talking to the left and I'm talking to the right. I'm talking to gun control and I'm talking to the gun rights activists. I'm talking to all of you. We have to stop. All right. No one's going to change people with these organizations like the NRA or the handgun violence people. You're not going to do that right now. What has to be done is the people that aren't necessarily on one team or the other have to think about compromise and think about just how we do it, because we have to have a different approach. It's not working right now.
We need to get a room full of people, and the people that won't listen don't get to play. Yeah. Both sides need to be represented.
Well, then we wouldn't have politicians.
No. I think there is a handful. Well, there are politicians that listen.
Look, there will. It would seem to me that there will be a point in time where we just get burned out on this same old stuff. They're talking about another October 1st, another government shutdown, that the same drills are happening, the same stuff's happening. I just don't know. It seems to me, and I look at this room, and I look at people that I work with, Oscar and Rob, every single day, and you know that I am a different person when we all started working together. And I'm a different person, not just because I chose to be. I'm a different person because, Oscar in particular had the balls to make some suggestions about how I approach my work in here.
Right.
And I don't mind saying it. And it, instead of going, hey, F you don't know what you're talking about, and I'm Mike O'Mara and walking out and like that, I listened, and then I listened to Rob, and you guys listened to me when I don't do it where I'm screaming anymore.
No.
And what are we doing? We're making progress.
And we're
what
working
are we
hard.
Yeah,
and
we
we're working hard, but we're compromising. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying it will ever be perfect. But I think in society, the only way we're going to get stuff done is if we just calm down
it's
a little bit.
It's the common goal.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Ground. All three of us, you couldn't find three more different people. We all have some common ground, but we all have extremes where we're extraordinarily different.
Right.
But we all want the same thing. We want the best show on the radio.
A better commute.
On the internet. So that's
commute.
Right. More comfortable furniture.
I want that tube.
Yeah.
I want that tube in California.
Right.
What I want.
But
you know what I want? I can't afford it, and I'll not be able to afford it. Well, you know we're a one-car family, right?
Right.
And we have that expensive import car now that I've thrown myself into debt to get. And,
The Bentley?
The Bentley SUV?
They do make
You know what I want? And I've been looking at, but I'll never be able to get it.
What?
I want that Ford F-150 Raptor pickup truck.
Oh, I've seen
and
it.
You will have it before the end of calendar year 2014. But what we need to do is we all need to work a little harder.
No, we need to trade in that SUV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
We'll take
a break.
You still could afford it, though.
Hey, your people are playing some music. Listen. We're going to take a break.
He's the Gypsy Prince.
Mama?
It's all about Oscar. Oscar's World coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Mike in a truck.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. My Ford F-150 Raptor. Now it's too expensive. I want to talk to you about control. Some of you have mentioned that you are going to Hulu Plus, you are signing up for it, and you are enjoying watching whatever you want, anytime you want, anywhere you want. This one particular lady, I think, was talking about watching on her iPad. You can use your TV, your Blu-ray, your Roku, your Apple TV, your PC, or your smartphone or tablet. Endless entertainment on demand at all times with Hulu Plus. And listen, here's a special deal just for TMOS listeners. An extended free trial of Hulu Plus. Give it a try. You'll love it. Just click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. I love Hulu Plus. You will too. It's just so liberating to be able to take your entertainment with you whenever you want it. Go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS for two free weeks. And for the guy that went, they offer that to everybody. No, they offer 1 week.
1 week.
To the average people out there. You, the special that listen to the Mike O'Mara Show, you get yourself two free weeks.
See,
great
shows. He's like a politician. He's not listening.
Mm-hmm. One of the hottest shows and one of the hottest comedians around now is Jimmy Fallon. You get him. You get Modern Family, The New Girl, The Colbert Report, and my all-time favorite, SpongeBob SquarePants.
You know what's funny, Mike? He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Thank you.
He does.
Ooh. Anyway, it's endless. It's a free trial, and it starts the minute you click the banner, and enjoy that. That's Hulu Plus. Do it right now. Hulu Plus. Took the banner out at MikeOMaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS.
My kids go to it. When they turn on the TV, it's on automatically. They love it.
It's time, once again, ladies and gentlemen, to take a look into the metrosexual world of Oscar Santana.
Oh, it's everyone's favorite feature, Mike.
Oscar's World, everybody. Let's hit that special music we have. Here it is.
Boo!
Oh, God. Oscar's World.
Oscar's World.
Help me, pony.
Oh, this stinks.
Oscar's World.
I will. There's a bounty out on that song.
I know.
Because
like
it probably takes, I would imagine, Rob, if he doesn't know it's missing, it'd probably take him 24 hours to put it back in.
I know.
So I got to set this up. I got to figure out a way to get over there and delete it.
Well, you just break my iPad again.
All I know.
I didn't break it.
No, the iPad could get broken again. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blame you.
Mike did.
All I know, and the reason we're doing Oscar's World today is a conversation prior to the show, is that Oscar had a little discussion with his lovely lady. And,
a tete-a-tete.
And when I heard that you were concerned about something at your home, the other thing I heard was that once again, last night, you spent the night with your other girlfriend, Todd Moore.
Yes.
No, again, let's be clear about sleepovers.
I'm just wondering whether mouth favors are going on
when you're when you're an adult. No, I'm
high-tech electronic mouth favors.
I'm drinking responsibly with Todd, and as you know, we record Tech 411.
Oh, okay.
So after we record Tech 411, maybe a little drinky.
Is it a standard practice that when you record Tech 411 that you sleep over at Todd's house?
The standard practice is show, then a late night dinner. probably some wings, and it just
crispy wings.
They had a beer special at the place you went to. We said, why not?
So you guys do the show, but it really is. Now, look, the fact is these guys don't get paid for Tech 411.
No, no.
And so they do it. It's a wonderful show, especially if you want to be cutting edge and know everything about the iPhone 5S and all right. the other good tech gadgets
Genius
that are coming
bars.
Out. The thing is, what the boys do, I think, kind of to motivate them, it's kind of their regular poker game.
Yeah.
Right. So they go out and they enjoy themselves.
Do you ever
afterwards.
Have a cocktail during Tech 411?
Usually not.
Because sometimes the episodes are silly.
We've done 94. I imagine two of them maybe we were hammered. Two of them. You know?
Hey, and there was the one Great that Mike news. And I showed up hammered.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was a good one.
We must come on it again.
I don't
Please.
Know.
Yes, we should go
well,
on
we'll
AmeriCast.
Call you on the studio.
And incidentally.
Can we sleep at Todd's?
He's got the room.
We should come on Tech 411.
I call the main guest room, though.
I think it's one of my favorite guest spots ever when I came on Tech 411.
That was fun.
Because yeah. I was trying to be as uncooperative as I could.
Yeah. And you know what I like? It's really Oscar just literally stepped out of the way.
Yes.
He moved. He said, well, there they go.
That's Mike O'Mara.
So you slept over at Todd's house
yes.
after you did the show because you had drinky.
Got home this morning.
Yes.
I had a great night's sleep as I usually do at Todd's. I got my own bed.
Disturbing.
Wow. What's your sleep number over there?
So disturbing.
No, I mean, no.
See, I think you say that. I had a great night, and then you stretch your arms out like that, and I don't think you had your own bed.
Yeah, of course I had my own bed.
I think, you know.
Yeah. Please.
Mom, squeal.
What happened is Oscar said, I'm headed to bed to the guest room, and Todd said, oh, yeah, about that. There's no linens in there.
No.
Incidentally.
No.
Lots of linens in my room.
Every single time that Oscar sleeps over at Todd's house,
yes.
Todd has a little message to Oscar before he starts his day the next day, because Todd works from home, correct?
Yes.
So he sends Oscar on his way, and every morning it's the same drill when Todd looks Oscar in the eye and says,
you is kind, you is smart, you is important.
This is not going as I planned.
Well, what happens?
Ties his tie and sends him on his way.
It's a bow tie.
Yeah, it's a bow tie.
And what? It's not that Oscar just gets up and leaves, because that's right. rude. What happens is Oscar rises early.
Mm-hmm.
He stays quiet.
Yeah, I got up at 6:30.
He goes to the kitchen and makes huevos rancheros and brings Todd his eggs. Eggs, Todd? Why, yes, thank you.
Oh,
these
no.
are amazing.
I did pick up a little bit before I left.
Walking in with the tray to Todd's room saying,
박명성 3호 2호기 위성 발사 성공.
Remember our trip to Hong Kong?
That's right. He has a little mic, just one flower in a vase.
So you came home after this.
You leave
Todd's early in the morning.
I call my lovely girlfriend. I said, look, I'm crashing at Todd's. She's in the envelope early because she had a long day.
Right. In the envelope?
My dad calls basically your bed the envelope or el sobre.
Uh-huh.
And I
got that one.
Yeah,
I figured that she was in Betty Bye.
So it slides right into the envelope.
Do your family actually sleep in envelopes?
Manila.
I didn't ask where he bought them.
Stole it from the Filipinos.
Of course.
Legal.
Right.
She's in the envelope. So, look, I'm not going to miss her. She's going to bed anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I slept over.
It's time, Mike, it's time to rage.
Rationalization.
Walked in around 7:20-ish. And
yeah. Tripped over the ottoman.
No. I walk in. I peek in the door.
Little hungover.
You know what? No hangover. Took
really?
A multivitamin before I went to bed.
Okay. Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah. Todd gave it to me. And a drink of water.
Yeah. Hey. You thought it was a multivitamin. Yes, the multivitamin in that is called a popper.
Yeah, you know what's weird is
like my Liberace gave to his protege.
All my multivitamins, Mike, have always been oral. A pill.
Here, take this.
Yeah. Thanks, Lee.
That was my first Todd. That was actually Todd.
Oh, I thought it was Liberace.
Here, take this, Oscar.
He doesn't sound like that.
I know. I'm working on my Todd more.
Walk in and
I'm really not. I can't find love.
To my surprise,
he's loving this.
Right.
In our bedroom, that she has put up what basically is a mural on the wall.
How nice.
That's nice.
And the mural is similar to a fat head. If you're a sports fan, maybe your kids have one of these up on their wall. It's
a massive sticker.
Yeah. But the sticker isn't of a sports hero. Maybe RG3. No. Mm-hmm.
No.
It's.
Well, you don't want that in your bedroom, in an adult's bedroom. You don't want that. Is that sounded
point,
like that's what you were looking
I
for.
I trade that out because I'll tell you what she put up was a forest. Basically a silhouette of a tree on one of our walls. So
nice.
I said, oh, well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess she's getting real comfortable here when she just decides to put this up without talking to the boss.
Has there ever been a discussion about tweaking up the bedroom, giving the bedroom a better look?
We've changed the comforter. We've changed some colors.
Wow. How about, are there new pillow shams?
We've done that.
Okay, so.
And your boy has paid for that.
So this is a wall covering.
Yes, a wall cover.
This is very significant.
Nice? How about some sconces?
I don't even know what that is. But regardless, as I move on, I say to myself, well, I don't know if I really like that, but it's not so bad. But we're really chapped my ass, and at this point, I wake her up.
Have you had any discussion with her at all? Or she's sleeping.
She's still sleeping.
She's peacefully sleeping after giving you another night out with your pal.
I am standing at the foot of the bed like a serial killer staring at the wall.
And what has happened just before this, Mike, is the animated birds have brought her her nightgown and covered her with a silken blanket.
Let's listen to those.
Wow, they were chickens?
Right.
And anybody that's ever put up a fat head or any type of wall decorations, even wallpaper,
right,
knows that you go to the edge of the wall if you're going to put anything
that up. Determines your border.
Yes.
Yeah.
My lovely girlfriend didn't just not go to the edge of the wall. She didn't go to the edge of the wall on the left-hand side, and she didn't go to the edge of the wall on the ceiling.
Right.
So basically, she's just put a two-dimensional branch in the middle of your wall.
In the middle of my wall.
It looks like
an unfinished. Can I see the picture again?
Yeah, I've seen it, Mike. It looks like an unfinished project.
Yes.
I thought it looked like it was coming out from the far wall.
No. If you look closely, there's a good 3 or 4 inches. You can zoom in on the picture. Yeah. And this will be the show picture for you, those of you.
Please check it out. And that way you'll know when you're in Glover Park, which is Oscar's apartment.
Yeah.
You can just sync up
with that. The outside looks like the inside.
You know what? God, I hate it. I hate it when
the iPhone?
I hate it when I agree with you.
Right?
Because that's not.
Yeah.
That doesn't look right.
Did you ask what her methodology was in the application?
Well, I think I'll break that down a little bit. My relationship skills come
in. Let me get this straight, because we might be on the same page and you'll be very. Oh, we got to take a break. We'll come right back and we'll finish this when we come back.
This is garden in the shade.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey.
Hey.
Look, I know we are well ahead of our pace for ticket sales for OmeraCon 2013.
Oh, are we talking that? Yeah.
But I want to tell people something, okay? Rob and I agreed yesterday that we are going into the restrooms for 30 minutes to be restroom attendants for 1 half hour.
And we're not doing it together.
No, and we're going to different bathrooms, and I'm not telling you what time we're going to do it. So if you decide you want to get there early when the door is open, we might be in there. Or we might be in there like a half an hour after the door is open. I'm not telling you when we're going to be there.
We're not going to tell you which time. We're going to tell you which bathroom.
I'll tell you this, though. I'm committing to this. When I go down to the bathroom to be the restroom attendant, I'm bringing a tray of colognes, mints, and towels.
The whole tray?
I'm doing the whole thing. I'm not going to wear any stupid outfit.
Are you going to bring any feminine hygiene products?
No, we're not doing the ladies' room.
You have to do the ladies' room.
You might
room.
Not.
What's that?
Someone has to.
Well, I can't do that. We can't.
Stand outside.
Well, I'll stand outside. Yeah. No, I'm not doing more. Well, okay, if I sell out, maybe I'm doing
okay.
It. Look, the fact is, we're ahead of the pace. The boys told me that the last time we did the OmeraCon thing, the live show at the State Theater, that I was nuts until sellout, and I'm going to be nuts until sellout.
Well, you're nuts until sellout, nuts at the show, nuts at the day after
the show. We're talking about OmeraCon
and then he was calm.
2013, live at the State Theater, and that is Saturday night, November 9th at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. We are selling tickets at a much better pace than we sold the last time. The show is halfway sold out, and
that
we are very happy about that. And that means about 400 people purchased their tickets.
You know what you are? You're glass half full, man.
No, I'm not.
No, you are, because you just said it's half sold out.
I want to see if we can beat Reno's pace.
Yeah.
Reno, we sold out in 2.5 weeks. It's been 3 or 4 days, and we're halfway there, and I want to see if we can beat Reno.
You're going to see a lot of action this week, because I think a lot of people are waiting for payday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You can. I'm going to motivate these people with tough love, Rob Spiegel.
Okay. Haven't we already beat Reno? I mean, look at us. We're here in the D.C. area.
Oh, that is so cruel. I'm gonna remind you of that the next time we go out there for a live show.
That's right.
We will once again be joined by Mickey Coachella, most recently the 98 Rock Morning Show, and all-around funny dude. And as usual, there will be music, dancing, and frivolity.
And surprises.
Yes, we're going to have door prizes as well.
Yes.
Save the date, Saturday, November 9th. Get your tickets today. Buy them today.
Right now?
And if you buy them today, I'm one step closer to being a restroom attendant.
I love it.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Will you wear a funny hat?
I will. No. Incidentally, you're doing it too. You're
I'll
making
wear a
it
funny
sound,
hat.
You're making it sound like I'm doing. What are you going to do in your restroom? I guarantee you my restroom is going to be better.
Well, of course it will. How could it not be?
I'm going to have a better restroom than you.
Well, because he'll have imposter colognes.
Yes. Exactly.
I'll have Calvin Klein's concern instead of obsession.
Big fun. That's Saturday, November 9th at the State Theater in Falls Church, Virginia for Omericon 2013. Superhero costumes optional. All right, yes. You're going to talk to Mr. Oscar Santana. When last we checked, I was agreeing with him that if you're going to put that fat head on the wall, even if it's a picture of a tree, you kind of have Oscar's world. You have it come out from the side of the wall. Yes. That's the way it's supposed to be done.
The joint of the wall, where the wall meets the other wall, that implies...
Why do you have to bring marijuana into this?
Because you know what? I have a bowl on top of my refrigerator.
Yes.
It's filled with what the kids call grass, and I smoke it.
Right.
I wrap it into a cigarette, and
it's
I smoke
exciting.
It.
Very exciting.
It makes me high.
Thank you, Rob.
Much like Robert Frost, I had two roads. I had a break, a fork in the road. I had to decide which road I was going to go down. Yeah. Was I going to...
Well, she hasn't even awakened
much
yet.
Much like Robert Frost.
That's true, right?
Yes. The fork in the road.
Yeah.
What's the poem called?
The
Road Less Traveled?
The Road Less Traveled, but is that Walden?
I don't know.
I'll find out.
And
then we'll have a reading.
Who cares?
We all barely got through college.
So I had a fork in the road, and I said, do I wake her and bust balls?
Hey, incidentally, if I start talking goofy right now, I'm getting a migraine, boys.
Oh no.
Which is to go along, because when I take my cold medicine, I always get a migraine. So that's I just want to say that I normally won't bring that up, but I just wanted to let everybody know that. So hallelujah, glory
be. Can I get you anything? A Diet Coke
or
something?
Can we kill the lights?
I don't have a Diet Coke. I don't have any caffeine.
Somebody get the paddles.
Yes. We can send Pony out to get you some caffeine.
No, I'm fine. I'm going to be A-OK. So let's get back to you.
Okay.
She's not even awake yet.
No.
You're standing over the bed. She has put this mural up in the middle of the wall when the branches really should come out from the corner.
I gave you empirical evidence.
I kind of agree. Yes. But at the same time, when you're talking about your lady in a beautiful state of slumber and it's the very first thing she's going to wake up to, probably in her mind, that you're going to see this on the wall and be filled with great joy.
Yes.
And you're going to feel very special.
Mm-hmm. Disagree.
You think that she put
it... I think what happened...
You're such a misogynist.
No, here's what I think. I think she wanted it to be the right way, and she maybe mismeasured or had a misstep. You know what I say? I say measure twice and cut once.
Here's what I think, and we'll get the answer, obviously.
I think she knew that she blew it.
Oscar's... I don't look at it that way. I think she probably thought that she'd really give him a lot of joy with this pretty little mural on the wall. So what did she say?
I lovingly poked her. And
with what?
With my finger.
Okay.
And I said...
With his thing.
I said, hey, I'm home. And she said...
She looked at
me. She goes, oh, what time is it? I said, it's about 9 a.m. She goes, what? So she gets up.
So she's late for yoga.
No, it's 7:30.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to tell her it was 9 because I figured just to get her up.
He lied to her. That's like 50 grades of gray stuff, 50 shades of gray stuff.
So did you lie specifically so she'd jump right out of bed and you could have this altercation?
No, so we could have a discussion, Mike. I don't have altercations. We have discussions.
That's right, pep talks.
Yes. So she got
up. She said, Oscar, what time is it? He said, time to make the branch go to the corner of the bedroom.
I said, this is new. And I said, and she goes, really, what time is it? I said, it's like 8:30, something like that.
Does she not have a clock?
Oh, her phone is off when she sleeps.
Are you out of bed now? Are you looking at what you put up? You think I was going to like it?
I said, was there a problem that the branches didn't want to go to the end of the wall, the crease of the wall?
Let me ask you this. If the branches had come out from the end of the wall,
yes.
Would you have felt differently about it?
I still wouldn't have loved it, but I would have not said a word. I said, that looks beautiful, and just played it off.
Okay.
And let my day be my day and realize that my bedroom's not my bedroom anymore.
So you
wouldn't have minded that she overstepped her bounds.
Yes.
Stop it. She doesn't need to be piled on here.
Hey, a moment.
Please.
Mike, a moment if
That's
I
why
may.
Why all the women hate you.
Well, yeah, including ones in my family. But Mike, a moment
yes.
if I may. The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost.
Robert Frost.
Oh, thank you.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Robert Frost.
Nice.
Thank you.
Like that. Well done. Well done.
What a dumbass.
Yeah, Robert Frost is a jerk.
I was thinking about the reader.
I was I was hoping.
So I said to her, I said, look, when I see that and I see that you've clearly not taken the time to measure and decide how this is going to be laid onto the wall.
Right.
A couple things go through my mind. One, That's really great that you're working on kind of decorating this place.
Honey, you're great. Great.
You really, did you really talk like this?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then two.
We've seen it.
And then two, it feels to me when I see a project that's done like that, that you've just given me another project. And the last thing I need.
Because you have to take it down and reapply it.
As another project.
Is it a sticker? Is it a removable sticker?
I don't know what it is, but I know it's just more work for your
boy. Let's get right to it.
You might just want to move the wall.
Hold on, Rob. What did she say about the way it was put up?
She called me a jerk. Okay. And she said that there was a piece of paper that it was on that she had to transfer it on.
Right.
And she said that the piece of paper wouldn't allow her to butt it up against the crease of the wall.
Why?
And I said, well, why is that? And she said, well, because there was more paper, so that space was already there. I said, we own scissors. You could have cut that extra paper off. And at that point.
Oh, no.
When logic.
Okay, so the
took
so,
over
so the mural
my
itself,
mind and her mind.
The mural itself had extra paper that would just so it wouldn't look like the branches were coming out of the wall.
Exactly.
All right.
And I said, you could have used those brand new scissors we have in the counter. they're right and they're sharp. They would cut right through that paper.
You talk to a woman like a child and she's going to get angry
and
at
then
you.
I
you
said see, this.
You talk to her the way you talk to Mike. It never works.
It's true.
And then I
pisses
said,
me off.
And
too.
Then I said this.
You know
and
what I want to do when he does that? This is what I want to do. Talk to me like I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, what if he came in and said, Mike, we have those scissors?
Exactly.
I said, you're 26. We need to start paying attention to detail. It looks like a kid put that up on the wall.
Wow.
And that's when the morning turned.
I don't blame her. I'm on her side now. You could have handled this a little
and
better.
And then I felt a little bad after I took a shower, got dressed, ready to go and slay the dragon.
Right.
And I said before I left, I said, again, you know, I could have probably phrased that a different way. And I know you're upset at me, but it's this.
Did you really look at her and say, you're 26, it's time to start sweating
because
the details?
Because that attention to detail carries one through life. And I mentioned her.
That's the tone. Oh, okay. Thanks for enlightening me. Blow it out your ass.
Yeah, it really, maybe you might want to. It's the gift is fine, but change the wrapping.
See, here's the thing.
Yes.
I would. Here's where you. This is where you step off.
If you don't tell them now,
this is where
you'll regret it later.
Here's where you step off. You can express your displeasure without necessarily having to go into the personal attack about her character or her abilities as a human being.
I didn't say anything about her. I love her.
Well, yeah, but what you did is
when you say you're 26, that you're saying, A, you have not grown up, B, you are doing the project like a child would do the project, and it's something that it's the personal thing. If you just say,
yeah.
I really wish you know, take some more time. I wish you'd taken a little bit more time with this. It would have been a better situation.
Better. What it should have been is, I wish I had been involved with the installation.
Right.
Next time, you know what? And that way, you're letting the point out that she's taking her.
Is this wallpaper or is this something
you can just peel off the
wall?
And you know what? You are annoyed. You're bothered deep down that she's making your bedroom her bedroom.
There's a part of that. Yeah.
So what you need to do is in a nice way say, this is great. I love that you're taking the bull by the horns, but you know what? Next time I want to be a part of it. Here's what it is. I want to make this our bedroom.
I don't want to be a part of it.
But do you want it to be right?
But this is the thing. I don't want to think about her doing it right or wrong. I just want it to be right.
May I offer this?
Yes.
When you share a domicile with a woman, here's the problem.
Here we go.
At a certain point, I speak to this with my own lovely lady, and incidentally, she wanted me to mention that we have been together not 9 years, 10 years in October. 10 years in October.
Detail man.
I will say this: that at a certain point.
Just.
One has to relinquish control of the personal space you're in. As a dude, as long as your TV's where it needs to be, and as long as your couch is where it needs to be, you got to say, let them do it. Let them do their little thing because that is their thing.
But let them do it. But the way is he can use that to sort of wrap this unpleasant pill for her by saying, I want to be a part of it. I want to make it our bedroom.
I want to be
a part of it in old New York.
My delivery is wrong. And look, and I apologize. I called her a little later, and I don't know if she accepted my apology.
It's really
or not.
Equivalent of saying, what in your pretty little head were you thinking, little lady?
Well, actually, it's equivalent of saying, you know what? This is just the beginning of a long life of screwing up.
Right.
I mean, that's what you said.
I don't want her to feel that way.
Boy,
I root for her.
So that's your project you did last night? It looks like a toddler threw up on the wall.
Yeah. But don't worry, honey, because I root for you.
Right.
What I'm saying is, since we're early in the relationship, there are things that I do that she does not like.
Two years?
And she lets me know.
Marriages
right?
don't last that long.
2 years.
And she lets me know that I do certain things she's not down with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just letting her know. And as I left and I said, look, clearly the wrong conversation at the wrong time.
Right.
But in my eyes, if I don't tell her how I like things, as she should tell me how she likes things,
yes,
then we're just always going to butt heads. And I don't subscribe to letting your woman take over your house.
So
as long as I'm paying the bills and I'm slaying the dragon,
right. That's, right.
That's our house, but I make the final decision.
And then Oscar danced out the door.
But if she had time, if she has time to do it, then she's going to be taking care of that.
Yeah.
Well, so it's frustrating.
Well, maybe she shouldn't have time.
So how angry did she get at you?
It was kind of the short tone. She didn't give me a shake on the way out. She usually does that. Didn't get that.
A shake, like a handshake?
No, like a protein shake for the road.
I thought it was something dirty. I thought it was sexual.
Yeah, I thought maybe checking for a hernia.
Hey, honey, I'm leaving for work. Where's my shake?
I got motorboating. I got the ass out.
Speed of comfort.
You know, the hug that's really not a hug. With the ass out, you kind of like lean forward.
Yeah.
I felt that. Yeah, yeah. And then when I called her later, she was on her way to an interview. And I was like, hey, you know, everything okay? Two thumbs up, you know?
Right.
What a beautiful day. She's like, I got to go. And I'm like, but she did say, I love you. And I said that to her.
Yeah. Nice pimp hand there with that follow up.
So, how do you see this situation resolving itself?
Well, I'm going to have to fix it. That's what happens. Yeah. I do everything.
But it's not going to be that big a deal, right? Well, it looks to me like it's just a piece of paper on the wall.
Was it totally out of left field that she did it, or had she mentioned it leading up to it?
I appreciate the effort. But as my mom always said, dodge him.
I asked a question.
It was out of left field. She had ordered it a while ago. It was out of left field.
Did you know that it was here?
I did, but my mom always says,
If
you're going to do something, do it right or don't do it.
Do it right, baby.
Yeah, but don't you think maybe she wanted him to do it all along? Is it possible?
Rob,
is it in the realm of possibility? I'm just spitballing.
I got one guy saying, hey, little lady, you know, when you grow up, you should do sweat the details. Then I got another guy going, yeah, she had a master evil plan. I'm going over. Am I suddenly the only one that's speaking for the women in our audience today?
Maybe she was mad that I didn't come home and just put it up that way.
Maybe there was a little, you know, I would not overlook the fact that separation anxiety can play into this, where she might be very concerned about the fact that you have been spending an inordinate amount of time at Todd's house.
Yeah, it's true. Mm. And he doesn't have any stickers on his wall.
No, he doesn't. Though I will say this.
He wouldn't allow it. Have you seen his garage? It's perfect.
If there's a problem with, and this is the goes for, for every, I guess, breadwinner, winner.
Hi, my name is Brad Wimmer.
That's the way I should be talking right now.
Yeah, breadwinner.
Me no mana.
How are you doing?
I'm terrible. Thank you very much. Thanks for asking.
Breadwinner, right?
Yes.
If you're the female or the male,
does she contribute financially to the household at all?
She does.
Okay, good.
But I would say it's anywhere.
She bought the scissors,
right?
But there's a contribution, right? But again, if you're the female or male breadwinner, I subscribe to the fact that if you make that money and you pay that mortgage, then you can make certain rules and you shouldn't feel bad about it.
Your twisted, weird way of looking at
life. He is really a complicated man.
Life is a compromise, my friend.
And
life
a cabaret. Is a
even if you are earning the money, the fact that she gives you her unconditional love and that she supports you, that she does, it is not simply
That's a monetary value equation. That's
she,
a value, and I love her for that.
Yes, but the fact that you are the breadwinner, does that mean that you can set the rules?
Yes.
No.
I make the rules.
It's not the way it works.
Yes.
It is not the way it works.
My father consults with your brother when we grow up.
That your father is from Bolivia and he lives a different code. This is the United States of America.
And then he signs off. That's the way it is.
That's the way you want it.
Never going to marry.
It's not. You think so?
I don't think he will. Unless he changes his ways.
She's such a sweet lady. I really wish
it's
going to
be so sad when she gets fed up and leaves.
Don't feel bad for her.
It's not that I feel. It's the way.
She's
listen,
lucky to have me.
I don't mind you coming in and saying, and I don't like her. This.
I say that all the time.
I don't mind you coming in and saying, I don't like this. I wish you'd talk to me about it. All that's legitimate. But it's like, when you, you're 26 now, it's time to sweat the details.
Yeah.
That's the personal thing.
How has she gotten to this point?
Rob, wait. How did that's the part that got her pissed off.
Yeah, well, she got a little grumpy.
That's the part that got her pissed off. If you'd, it's not. It's really comes down to it comes down to semantics more than anything else. If you say that a certain way, it's like that's not really. I don't think that looks good because it's 5 inches off the wall, which I agree with you on.
It's true.
The fact that she put the thing up in your bedroom to start with, you didn't, and not have a discussion about it. That's not cool because that's the rule. But to say it the way you say it, I don't think he says it.
You know
exactly
what?
That
I don't
way.
Get upset.
I think he tweaks
it. I don't get. No, I said
God,
it like
I
that. I said it like
up.
That.
Oh my God.
And I don't look, semantics don't matter. When Wells Fargo goes into my account with their big mitts and they right. grab that money for the mortgage every month, I don't stomp around and say, "Oh, you know what? Yeah, I did that." Yeah, yeah. No, I don't beat my chest.
Everything
it just happens.
Everything should be a discussion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me ask you
including
this.
Sticker applications.
When you go home and you look at this thing, is it something that you will be satisfied if you reposition that twig?
Yeah, I'll do it.
On your wall.
I'll do it this weekend.
You know
what would
be great?
Time.
When you fix it, get another one and put up a second twig in the other side.
Oh, that would be great.
Balance. And you know what? That's the best
no,
way to say
you're
sorry.
No, that's not going
to
look good. That's
of course
gonna look
it will.
Like, it's going to look faker that way.
Faker?
Faker.
I think it'll
you're going to have two twigs. What, are you going to have two twigs?
Two branches.
Like, they're going to look like carotid arteries.
You know what it
out
is? It implies, it implies
a
headboard. Yes.
We live in a canopy.
Of course.
It's a beautiful
that's,
place.
You know what? That's
a canopy
the
of trees.
Yes.
That, I tell you, is the only solution.
That's true.
It's the only way we can fix this.
And all there are people out there, women and men, right now that are shaking their heads in agreement.
Ruefully.
I didn't used to be this way.
Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to attempt to have news you may not need coming up next on the Mike O'Mara.
Younger, the strain I was under could make me cry.
What the hell is this?
This is actually a group called She and Him. The lead singer is the new girl, Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, and he's
great
obsessed
album.
With her.
I don't like the way it's recorded, though. It's like she's like in a basement or a bathtub somewhere.
They're using Phil Spector techniques. It's fantastic.
Sweet darling, darling, come on.
I don't know.
Album is awesome. You'd hate it. I love it.
Yeah, well, he loves the girl. That's why.
Well, he likes that Phil Spector sound.
No, but he likes the girl,
yeah,
that
she's
actress.
Really,
Zoey,
really
with her bangs in her eyes.
Yeah, I'll bang her
Why
eyes.
Do you like her so much?
Because she's hot.
I don't think so. I think she looks like she has an issue.
Oh, odor?
Yeah. That's what
sad.
It always is, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, what about her or her sister, the girl on Bones?
What?
Her sister is the girl on Bones.
The girl on Bones? No.
No.
Bones.
Bones.
This
Josh
segment
Murphy's favorite show.
Of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. You know it. You love it. You're staying ahead of the curve. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Amazon is the number one way that we fuel this show, and you're fueling it. Please don't forget the best place for your office supplies as well. Today and every day, save money and support the show. Just click Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com and bookmark it, and we thank you in advance for that.
From around the globe, across the nation. Looking through your neighbor's window. The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
The motive for the mass shooting in the D.C. Navy Yard, the deadliest on a military installation in the U.S. since the tragedy at Fort Hood, Texas in 2009, was a mystery, investigators said. But a profile of the lone gunman, a 34-year-old Aaron Alexis, has come into focus. He was described as a Buddhist who had flares of rage, complained about the Navy and being a victim of discrimination, and had several run-ins with the law, including two shootings. U.S. law enforcement officials told the Associated Press that Alexis had been suffering a host of serious mental issues, including paranoia and a sleep disorder. He has also been hearing voices in his head, the officials said. Alexis had been treated since August by the Veterans Administration for his mental problems, the officials said. They spoke on condition of anonymity because the criminal investigation in the case was continuing.
Will you entertain a question?
Sure.
It's not been explained to me satisfactorily how yesterday they said there was two and sometimes three shooters.
Mm-hmm.
How did that get out and how did that rumor get out? Do anybody know?
That I don't know the answer
to. I heard a story that when the shootings broke out, there were probably people that had concealed carries.
Okay.
And I know that's a tricky situation in the
city.
In
a military base,
yeah, in a
too.
Military or even in D.C. because you can't carry over. That they had concealed carry, so they ran to their cars to go get their weapons to help with the firefight.
Oh, so but when people saw the additional guns.
I just saw that story again. That's the last I've heard
of. And
about.
I think as the investigation continues, more information will come forward. We'll find out what's happening. Hospital officials say a police officer and two civilians wounded in the Navy Yard shooting are doing well. Dr. Janice Orlowski, MedStar Washington Hospital Center's chief medical officer, said Tuesday morning that the police officer who was shot in the legs and a woman who was shot in the shoulder are in fair care condition. She says a young woman whose skull was grazed by a bullet is in good condition and asked Monday if she could go home. So we talked about it at the beginning of the show. This is just an unimaginable tragedy for the people that are getting this news and probably going on throughout the day. It's terrible. And please, all I ask is just take pause, regardless of your politics, and think about the victims.
Yeah,
that's it.
Please.
A burst of pops from firecrackers lit directly in front of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue sent the White House into lockdown shortly after 6:30 p.m. last night. Can you believe this? You're down there at the White House after the day we've had, and this happens. As the crowds of tourists milling about the street looked on, Secret Service agents tackled the man on the sidewalk just steps from the Northwest Gate. The suspect appeared to be middle-aged, Caucasian, wearing shorts and a blue T-shirt. Three uniformed Secret Service officers put him in handcuffs on the ground. The suspect was identified as Alexander Sahagan. S-H-A-A-G-H-A-N.
Sahagan, maybe?
Sahagan. The Secret Service told ABC News. They confirmed that the firecrackers were thrown over the north fence onto the White House property. He is likely to be charged with throwing a projectile. Jeez. How about that?
God.
I would think they'd want to lock him up for a little longer than that, but who knows? A Boston homeless man. Here's a little happier story for everybody. Yeah. This will turn us around a little bit. A homeless man turned over to police a backpack stuffed with nearly $42,000 worth of cash and traveler's checks shortly after he found it at a shopping mall. The Good Samaritan could only provide officers with his name and the address of the shelter where he currently lives, according to the police press release. The man, identified by police as Glenn James, found the bag Saturday evening at the South Bay Mall in the Boston neighborhood of Dorchester. He gave it to police, who later found the owner, a Chinese national. I have to play this for Rob. No, I'll stop that. It's too sweet a story. And
can you imagine how many yen that would be?
The Chinese national, whose passport was also in the bag. What's a Chinese national doing with $42,000 in Boston?
Well, they usually roll with cash.
Just kind of curious about that.
Who's going to the Red Sox store?
The owner's
buy two jerseys and a glove.
The owner's name was not released. James was given a special citation from the Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis on Monday afternoon for his extraordinary show of character and honesty, the police department said. And I hope, you know, for
how about
his
you
sake,
break him off a couple. Double G's.
You know what? Someone has set up one of those. Jeez. It's not like a Kickstart, but it's something like that. They've set up an account where you can donate money to this
fund
guy.
That guy.
Yeah. And, you know, you always wonder, at least part of me wonders, whether he's a certain homeless guy that's just had a run of bad luck or whether he's one of the...
Yeah, could be.
How about people that have jobs wouldn't give that bag back?
This is true.
I know if Mike found the bag, he'd turn it in to the people of Charlestown, West Virginia.
Thank you. Putting it back in the economy, Rob.
Right. I'm going to double it up and give it back.
That's exactly what I do. The hardest time of the day to get a doctor's appointment. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
What do you think?
Lunchtime.
No.
I would say afternoon.
Friday at 10 a.m.
Oh, yeah. So people can have a three-day weekend.
Long weekend,
The
second
hardest is Friday at 2 p.m., and in general, the toughest times for any day of the week are 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Those are the two toughest times, which is kind of odd to me. It would seem that's work time, and noon would be, except, you know, if you have a doctor's offices like mine, it's like, we will be on break from noon until 1:30.
But this is the fleecing of America, or maybe your workplace, where you take that 10 a.m., and then you take the rest of the day
Take the whole day off, yeah. There's complications. I needed lab work.
I have a doctor's appointment.
I went to the doctor this morning.
What time?
In and out, 8 o'clock was the appointment.
Oh, that was a good
God
time to go.
God bless you, man. You know, you go before and after. You don't make it about you.
No.
That's so cool.
No. And with my failing health, I really could.
Mondays have the shortest average wait times. Thursdays have
By
the
way, I won't be here any next week.
Mondays are the worst day to see pediatricians. Wednesdays are the worst for dietitians. Fridays the worst for acupuncturists. And Mondays and Fridays the worst for chiropractors. Tuesdays are the best time to try to get a last-minute appointment. That's
really
interesting. So
Tuesdays
today.
Are?
Yeah. Hmm. But they're also the busiest days for doctors. And finally, even if you hit a doctor's office in their least busy time, you're still probably looking at an average wait of at least...
How long?
15 minutes.
Nonsense.
Wow, I was in on time. Thank you, Dr. Lee.
Way to go. Here's a good story. I like this. I like Mark Wahlberg, and he's nothing if not a fighter. The 42-year-old actor, producer, and a famed high school dropout revealed that he finished up his remaining credits and finally got his diploma this summer.
Oh,
hey,
good
for him. That's awesome.
He says, I was fortunate to find out I could attend high school online. I'm trying to do the that Saturday Night Live impression.
Oh, Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg's impression of
hey,
Mark
say
Wahlberg.
Say hi to your mother.
Yeah.
I was fortunate to find out I could attend high school online, Wahlberg said. He previously hadn't made it past the ninth grade. He wrote an op-ed in the Huffington Post. For almost a year, I've been taking classes and studying any chance I could get on the set, traveling for work and at home. It has been both humbling and challenging, but I'm happy to report that I'm officially a high school graduate and a very wealthy guy.
Yeah,
good for him. I like to learn how to read.
That's cool. I like that he went public with that, and I think that it's he's all about his kids. I've seen interviews with him, and he's all about his kids and, you know, making sure that they get what he didn't have.
The most,
so I think that's
terrific. I think the coolest thing about it, and it's not even mentioned in that story, he got into student government, and he's now the treasurer.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, no problem.
Thunder buddies. F you thunder. F you thunder. You can S a D. And now a little something something. Of all the crimes a toothless man could be convicted of, you'd think biting would be at the bottom of the list, and you would be wrong.
Oh, you know what? 20 down.
41-year-old Jason Martin of Dover, England, only has at most one or two teeth.
Really?
Earlier this year, he got mad at his neighbor, 39-year-old Richard Henderson, for blasting his music, and as they argued, Jason decided to escalate things, and he chomped his gums into Richard's crotch.
Mm. Oh!
He must have a lot of force in his jaw because even without teeth, he managed to bite Richard's junk so hard that he needs stitches.
Oh,
that is not good.
Well, you know what the weird thing is? If you've lost teeth like that, I think hygiene might be an issue.
Ooh. At his trial last week, Jason argued that he just grabbed Richard's junk. His two defenses were, one, quote, "Not in a million years would I put a man's penis in my mouth." And two, without teeth, he
says. The Carrie Spiewak defense.
And two, without teeth, he says he can't even bite into a hard-boiled egg. That's so nasty. God. The jury didn't buy it, and Jason was immediately remanded to the first two rows of a Willie Nelson concert. We'll take a break and come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this, everybody. This is an oldie but goodie, isn't it?
Moving by Brass Construction.
Yeah, baby.
How you feeling, Pops?
I'm doing great. How am I looking?
You look good. You got through the news great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This segment of the program is brought to you by the Oakton Wine Shop. September 20th and 21st, it's their annual fall festival. They'll be kicking off their two-day festival with 15 wines from California, Italy, and the Pacific Northwest. The tasting will occur from 4 to 8 p.m. For more details, call Oakton Wine Shop, 703-255-5425. Oakton Wine Shop right off Chainbridge Road in Oakton, and
this weekend.
Oh,
this
weekend. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Go to facebook.com/Oakton Wine Shop to find out more. And then on the 28th, Oscar and Chad are going to be out there checking out their favorite beers.
Fall beers.
And they're going to have their fall beer tasting. So fall is a big time. Starts this weekend, continues into next weekend. Go out and support our good friend, Mr. Brian Gothier at the Oakton Wine Shop. And if you want any kind of wine for any kind of occasion in any price range, 703-255-5425. That's the number to call. And Brian or one of his staff members will help you out and help you get the best wine. Without further ado, let's open it up. The Audio Vault for today, Tuesday, September 17, 2013.
And you know I've got your back, so before we do the Audio Vault, anyone you want to wish birthday greetings to?
Oh, thank you very much. Mm. Happy birthday to my wife, Carla.
Carla, you home?
Happy birthday, Carla.
She might be on a very long walk. Carla!
I'll walk away. A very long walk. She's taking the child.
Happy birthday to you.
It's getting interesting.
Happy birthday to you. Mm. Happy birthday, dear Carla. Happy birthday to you. Yes, big birthday celebration tonight.
Very good. What are you doing?
Putting up wall art?
I don't know.
Make sure it touches the wall, whatever it does.
I got to hit the road after the show to, you know, go take care of stuff.
Oh, nice.
Do what I always do. Go to the drugstore, get her the finest thing they offer there.
And discount flowers?
Yes, discount plastic flowers.
And a piggy bank?
You know, it's very tough because the anniversary was this past weekend, and then we roll right into the... It seems like all of my events, whether my daughter's birthdays, whatever, it's just... My whole life is just one series of constant gift giving.
Well, you are the giver.
Yes, thank you very much.
And you know who else keeps giving is The Gap.
Right.
That was a lousy segue, but did anyone still shop at The Gap?
Oh, gee. I think Todd buys his jeans there.
You know, I got a wonderful gift for Carla for our anniversary.
What was that?
A new set of golf clubs for me.
That's great.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Well, you know, there's nothing better for a marriage than time apart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the golf clubs will ensure that.
Yeah, you know what? I might get her a mural for the wall in our bedroom with twigs. That's what I might do.
Get it on Amazon. That's where she got it.
Good luck. Yeah, Amazon through the show. Yeah.
All right, The Gap has started a new ad campaign where they have daughters and sons, kids of rock singers singing songs of their parents.
I was watching a little bit of the Miss America pageant from the previous night, mm-hmm. and I sure like The Gap on that.
That's a different kind of Gap.
Three fingers.
Wow. Yeah, look at you. Nice,
you know, there are websites that are dedicated to that Gap.
The Gap?
Yeah, you know what that is? Love, that's what Oscar Gap likes to call a category.
I think Oscar and I share that. We like The Gap.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fall into The Gap.
That's what they don't fall in there. The first one I want to play, just in the interest of being complete.
Yes.
This is Billy Joel's daughter, Alexa Ray Joel, singing her dad's song, Just the Way You Are. And these records are what they are. They're charity singles. You can download them on iTunes. But they're being used to promote the fine sportwear at The Gap.
I took the good times.
Her voice is fine.
That's pretty damn
I'll
good.
I'll take the bad times.
That's cool.
It's a neat commercial.
Just the way you
Gap, The Gap does a great job with their advertising, especially going into the holidays.
Yeah,
I know that people would make fun of The Gap, but really, you can get some sick deals there.
Now, I'm doing this mostly to set this up, because the other one that dropped yesterday is George Harrison's son, Danny. Danny Harrison.
I saw
Danny.
Documentary.
This is,
hello, Danny.
This is really
Why can I never find helium in my machine?
Whoa.
Hate that machine.
That was a great noise.
It was. Oh, my God. It's like we're going into outer space now.
Artu, these aren't the droids you're looking for. All right. So Danny Harrison is George Harrison's kid, and he looks eerily like his father. I've always said he looks like his dad, and when I saw him at the George Harrison tribute concert, he played guitar like his dad.
Okay.
Before I play this, I want you to hear just a little bit of George Harrison singing, okay? This is George.
Sweet and lovely girl.
This is off the Beatles album,
That's
Let
George.
It Be. This is George Harrison singing, okay? Now, keep this in mind.
Because you're sweet and lovely girl. It's true.
I want you to hear his son from the Gap commercial.
Because you're sweet and lovely.
So cool.
Isn't that eerie?
Wow.
I just got chills again because it's so close.
Sweet and lovely girl, it's true.
God, he sounds exactly like his father.
He is a neat, neat kid. You know, he was, you'll pardon the word, instrumental in getting Beatles Rock Band made.
And you had this all over your Facebook page, too, with pictures of the guy. He's got long hair, right?
Yeah, he looks just like his dad.
Very cool.
If George got a hip haircut in 1964, they look That's identical. Cool. But Danny Harrison is now, you know, and he's doing this for Christopher Reeves Foundation.
You know, one of the things I noticed about George?
What?
He's got very, very significant eyebrows.
Oh, very big.
Almost like a unibrow.
Yeah, I'm sure that they probably could have been corrected.
Very cool.
But anyway, he's doing using his musical talent for good. I applaud very Danny cool. Harrison. I've always thought he was an amazing talent. Louisiana Tech, Mike, has a kicker named Kyle Fisher. Oscar, what's my favorite noise ever?
Oh, it's the kazoo.
This is one of my favorite noises that you love, because I love the joy that it brings you.
Oh, it's,
but you've gotten me into it as well.
Kids laughing.
No, my favorite noise is when a field goal, when a football bounces off the upright. But this happened this weekend, and thank you to all 70 people that sent it to me.
Rob, I think it happened in the NFL as well. You got to keep tabs on
but
that.
But this is special.
Okay.
Because this happens twice. It bounces off one onto the other and is still good.
Oh,
it
really?
Is the double bonk.
And it gets through.
Yes, it's good for 3 points. Let's go to the tape. Louisiana Tech, Kyle Fisher.
Kyle Fisher for a 24-yard field goal. And that one hits the uprights. And it bounces through.
Give it again.
Do it again.
What are the odds?
It's Do it so again. Great. Dun, dun. It's such a great noise.
Kyle Fisher for a 24-yard field goal. And that one hits the uprights. And it bounces through.
That's the childlike problem. He loves that. That's pretty funny. You know what? I'm going to go for a threefer because I
want to hear
like
it again.
I enjoyed it as much as you do.
Let's hear it again.
Kyle Fisher for a 24-yard field goal. And that one hits the uprights. And it bounces through.
Look at him.
And I think we've discussed it. It's not just a comical noise. It means that someone who has one thing to do in their life can't do it.
But in this case, it worked.
It worked, but it really shouldn't. I want to do one more time.
Okay,
Kyle Fisher for a 24-yard field goal.
All right. Here's a noise that you might like even better.
Okay.
You know, cats purr when they're relaxed, right?
Yes. Yeah, whatever.
Okay, but what if it's a big cat? What if it's a leopard?
Oh, a leopard. I'd like to hear that.
So this is a rescue leopard. This is one that they've put in a zoo, and he's laying in the cage, and he still looks...
It's not a leopard that they bring up with a Coast Guard. It's like, well, we're out in the Bering Sea, and we're going out to the Northwestern on Deadliest Catch, and they're lowering down the rescue leopard.
Oh, my God. He's not going to be able to save me.
The rescue leopard.
Just by Richard Parker.
Hey, hello, this is Brian Butterfield. I've got a series of rescue leopards that I'm going to lower into the caves.
Okay,
but,
go ahead.
So they're stroking this cat, and he's so comfortable. This is the way a leopard sounds when he is relaxed. Thank you, Cappy, for sending this tape. He's comfortable. I'm tremendously uneasy.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm going to lose my right arm in a second here. Oh.
Here, kitty, kitty.
You know, there was a girl at American University.
No. She needed a rescue leopard.
She needed a rescue leopard.
And I had never heard this joke before. I'm surprised this joke I'd never heard. This is a stand-up comic. Her name is Jamie Lee, talking about her roommate and how she refers to her breasts.
Don't worry. She's actually like the most confident person I've ever met. Like, she's super arrogant. She always refers to her breasts as the twins, which I think is funny because I've seen the twins and they're fraternal. I don't know if the left one is from the same father, if we're going to keep going with this familial metaphor.
That's a comedian, Jamie Lee, and that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great day,
I like
everybody.
That. That's good. Who's the comedian again?
Jamie Lee is her name.
Jamie Lee!
Jamie Lee!
That's it. We got to get out of here. If you have tech support questions for the Mike O'Mara Show, contact our man, Ponyboy, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And all correspondence for our show can be sent to TMOS, P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. And don't forget, tickets are on sale right now.
When?
For O'Maracon, right now.
Thank you.
O'Maracon 2013 at the State Theater in Falls Church. We want to rock that house, and you get your tickets today. Help a man out so he doesn't get another migraine on the show, ladies
exactly.
and gentlemen.
Exactly, and good job today, Mike. Thank you for playing through.
Go to our webpage and see the link for O'Maracon 2013. We thank you in advance. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying, see you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Oh, yeah, one more thing. Please remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all of your favorite shows right now. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You may go now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with Audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.